Fully already. Come on, let's go.
Hello.
I feel like a neat. All right, let's go. What's going on, people? Are we recording?
Better I'm gonna repeat.
Nah, record it, man. Hit record. So I'm being awkward. Don't worry about it. You didn't have to do that. I was only joking, by the way. So I'm just badding up Papa Juice. That's fun. What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of Cut the Chat. I'm isolating still. I'm in the yard, in the crib. I've gone nowhere. I've watched all of the TV, not some of the TV, all of it. I feel like this is like I've clocked Netflix. That's how I feel. I've watched so many things. What's going on, Damon, by the way?
You're acting like this is just
your show. No, because there's things I know that I'm going to forget to tell people about, but I want everybody to watch Bad Sport. Have you seen this on Netflix?
Yeah, I was going to start watching it.
Really good. Very good docuseries about like shady, shisty parts of sport where people like rob and like do mad things with gambling and match fixing is sick. Go watch that. Bad Sport on Netflix. That is my weekly recommendation while I'm isolating.
How many series is it? How long is it?
It's like...
How many episodes?
Maybe like 5 or 6 episodes. It's good though. Like hour-long documentary. One's about basketball, college basketball. One's about cricket. One's about what's it called?
Equestrian,
there you go. Cricket, race car driving. It's really good. Really good documentary. Go watch it. Football. Was it the Valencia team? And there was some dodgy stuff going on with the referees and that.
I know Juventus. I know Juventus got...
Yeah, it was Juventus. It was Juventus.
Okay. To be fair, I actually think all sport is fixed.
To this day.
Yeah, I have for a little while. Sorry, I'm trying to get comfortable. I'm sitting on a beanbag. My normal spot has been taken over. I actually think all sport is fixed.
Not
I have
all for of a little it. While. Can't all of it be?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't think all of it.
No, to a certain extent. When I say all sport, I don't mean every single match of every single sport. Mm. But I think. When they want a particular sport to go down a particular road or sway or whatever, then I think they do certain things to make that happen. Definitely.
Let me ask you this. Was the trilogy in mind from the beginning in regards to Fury Wilder? Was that always going to be a thing?
No.
So listen, that's not fixed then?
No. I didn't say every single match. Mm. Look at it like this, yeah? So look at it like this. Who won the first fight?
Fury.
So therefore, it was fixed. See my point?
But no, you know what it is? When you're the champion, you have to out and out get beaten. No,
that's something that's been going around, yeah. And I get it. There is a certain level of truth to that. Mm. But Deontay Wilder got battered in the first fight, got brack up in the second fight. And the third fight was probably one of the best fights of the year. Probably one of the best fights. That was probably the best fight since AJ Klitschko for me.
It's a good fight.
Yeah. In regards to entertainment.
And heavyweights you're talking about.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying every single fight or every single match in every single sport. But it's almost like there has to be somebody overseeing things. Do you know what I mean? And they'd be like, all right, listen. My man's been on top now, or that team's been on top now. Let's, you know, do this or do that to make... Because even with the Premier, you see when... is that a candle? Oh, yeah, that's a candle behind you. Yeah, you see the Premier. You see when Leicester won the league.
Yeah.
Do you know how... Listen to what I'm saying.
Go on.
Do you know how that changed British football? And when I say change British football, you know, like when foreign players come over here, they only wanted to go to Man United, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Opened up the league for other players to get big
the
players.
League, and it opened up other teams. Look at other teams like West Ham. You know, so on an international level, players would happily now go to a West Ham or an Aston Villa. Or you understand what I'm saying? So it just got spread out. So now... British football on the whole is a lot more entertaining than just.
Yeah, but couldn't that not have just been a fluke that Leicester won, and it was a great thing for the Prem because it's opened up the other teams to be able to get international players? Couldn't that just have been just lucky? Or do you feel like everybody's like, look, we're going to let one team win?
No. This is the thing. This is the thing. The logistics of it, that's all technical. Mm-hmm. At no point did I say every single team in the Prem and every single player in the Prem and every single manager and every single referee in the Prem was in on it. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, there's an element of skill. There's an element of luck. But I think there's... You have incentives in it. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's
saying is they got to a point where it was like, right, these lot can actually do it. Let's try and hold them a little bit.
It got to the point where it's like, hold on, wait. What are the benefits if they do it?
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, this is what I think. And I've seen certain things and I've heard certain things within football that I stick by it. Do you know what I mean? But it's not a blatant... Oh, a referee has disallowed a goal that blatantly was a goal. It's nothing like that. Even look at things like when Alex Ferguson was managing Man United, and there was that thing called Fergie time. Mm. Yeah. Do you know how much goals Man United scored after the 90th minute? Where they might have played all that up to 96, 97 minutes. Brother. Like,
what if you just got you got an affiliation for the manager? You just feel like, yeah, it's Fergie.
What? Every single referee?
Yeah, why not? It's Fergie, isn't it? Like, yeah, we rate what he's done in this thing. Let's give him a couple extra minutes.
There you go.
Yeah, so, I hear you.
Anyway, that's my theory. Anyway, you know, that's my theory.
But we slide off to my boxing. But they say boxing is probably one of the most corrupt sports. But I don't know how you can fake getting punched up like that, like being knocked out. I don't understand how. Yes, when it comes to judging and all that kind of stuff, yeah, you can see where there might be a little bit of a discrepancy. But when it's two men in a ring and one man's trying to knock you out, I don't see where you can go with, like,
yeah, but this is the thing. This is the thing, yeah. Man can pull punches.
Yeah.
Man can pull punches.
I don't think you can do it. You can do it, like,
Convincingly.
I think we can see it.
Of course you can. And this is the thing. I'm going to tell you something now, yeah? When you've got hundreds of millions of pounds riding on this, brother, you're going to do this convincingly. Yeah. You're going to do this convincingly. And the thing is, this is the thing, yeah? You see this whole match fixing thing? And even in boxing, yeah, you've got the whole AC is going to go down in round five. Yeah. To me, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about whether you're going to win or lose. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's my thing, because for me, it's just like, all right, let's say Little Man, yeah? They've picked Little Man to be the next whatever. So everybody that Little Man fights, yeah, they have to lose. It doesn't matter how they lose, they have to lose, because we're investing X amount of heat in Little Man to be that guy. Talk of the devil, see him there.
So you're talking about the run up to the big fight.
Basically, the small
fights. Those ones are just like, you're never going to see.
Turn your radio down. I'm down.
My radio?
Yeah.
Something. As soon as you came on, it's all gone echoey.
I ain't got no radio.
Are you playing us through the car speaker or something?
No.
So, such a liar.
Well done. I've got my headphone in, look.
Sounds better now, actually.
All right. Yeah, that sounds better. That's all I'm saying, Ace. I'm just, look, you know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, look, as you said, boxing is one of the most corrupt sports, and it has been from one day.
Mm.
Has been from one day. I think there's too much of them. There's too much money involved.
Saturday, we'll see. For those that don't know, we're talking about Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, part three. Mandem stayed up to early hours. It was like super early hours in the morning.
You're a fool. Never that.
You didn't stay up?
I stayed up.
100% stayed up.
Well, Lee, you don't go to bed until about 4 or 5 anyway, so...
you didn't stay up, Damon?
wait. Okay, you see how me and you... how all four of us are talking right now, yeah?
Yeah.
Is your life any better than mine right now because you stayed up and I woke up?
No, but I watched it live. I watched it. Like, okay. You want to get the live experience. You want to be I'm happy while everyone else is watching it.
I'm happy to, but this is the thing. You see, at 5 o'clock in the morning, when you was watching it, yeah? What, was you talking to the man them about it? No, you wasn't. You were just talking to yourself.
So, I was still watching it. I watched it live while it was happening.
Oh, wow. Well, then, you know, you was one of the first in the world to know that Fury won then.
100%. Femi, did you watch it live? Femi?
Femi's not even on there, is he?
He's here. Femi? He's there.
I watched the barbershop highlights.
Oh, well, the next day?
Yeah, with Damon at 9:30 in the morning.
All right, here's my question for the man then, yeah? Because as I was watching it, and you know, they go to like shots of each man's wife. And
oh yeah,
I saw the clip of Deontay Wilder's wife, yeah, when he went down, and I felt her pain. I could feel her pain.
Of course.
And it just made me think about, have you ever had to witness somebody you love get broke up?
No, not yet in my life.
Have you, but I've seen a guy that I've seen my brother get banged up though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you watch or did you like?
Yeah, no. Do you know why? Because he went in the favorite, so it wouldn't have even been fair if we jumped in because he was already the favorite. It would
have looked so off key.
Do you get what I'm saying? He's the favorite. He's got a win, like, and he got smoked.
Wait, hold on. Are you talking about this like just a road fight or something?
Yeah,
it was a road fight. School. In college. This was in college.
No, my one was at school, yeah. It was like one of my best friends, and he was fighting a guy that was very much smaller than him. So if I had jumped in, it would have been like, what are you doing?
Like, it was like a bully thing.
It would have been a bully thing, but my friend got worked. Like, fit, and it was painful to watch. I had to just stop it.
You know what, yeah? I'll tell you, like, there was a one time, yeah, we had beef with this next school. So I went to a school in North London, St. Aloysius. Let me not even try to do this styly thing. And there was Bishop Douglas up the road.
DD.
And then there was down the road, Highbury Grove. And every so often, there was, like, beef between the schools. Just because there's no real reason, you know.
Just you go to that school, I go to that school. We have to
There wasn't really. I had no problems with no one from Bishop Douglas. But then one time, yeah, the Bishop Douglas boys, yeah, they had a youth called Diego. Hey, this youth called Diego, yeah. Yeah, one time we all used to jam by like Halifax or McDonald's in Holloway. You know, like in between that little bit in Holloway after school. We're all chilling, and then man pulled up. And I swear, them man, yeah, I've never felt so wet in my life, yeah. Diego must have, like, punched up my brethren or whacked him up with a kosh or something like that, yeah. That almost turned me wicked. Because you know what? In that moment, yeah, I did nothing. And I felt like I let my brethren down. But I was shook, like, and so I did nothing. And in that moment, I felt like I let my boy down and I felt like I should have done something. And a few weeks later, I got it. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, so like, that's the only situation where I can think of where something's happened to one of my guys. And I'm like, I wasn't there. I wasn't frontline representing.
Listen to this, yeah? Let me tell you this story, yeah? It's nothing to do with me. There's a group of guys from North London. Notorious guys that were just on some bullying thing. Like their man was on some bullying thing, and they're very well known. And a guy that I know, he was in a club with a couple of his man them, and I don't know what's happened, but something's popped off with one of them guys and his brethren in the club. And them guys have just moved to him and absolutely annihilated him. Yeah. When like the way he's told the story. So I've said, so what was happening? What was you lot doing when this was going on, when this annihilation was going on? What was you lot doing? So I'm like, say, people. Yeah, yeah. Not for that hour. Sorry. That was so mad. So I'm saying to them, like, where I'm saying to him, where was you lot whilst your brethren was getting stamped out? Yeah, and I'm talking like he got bottled a couple times, he got proper stamped out. And then man, like, this guy was like, what did you expect me to do? So I said, so what did you do? He said, I done nothing. So I said, all right, explain the you doing nothing. Did you even attempt to stop it? He said, I stood there drinking my drink, watching my man getting broke up. I said, wait, so you were standing there like you didn't even know, man, like you was just a spectator. He goes, D, what, I'm getting broke up for my man's stupidity? I said, nah, bro, you can't, there's no way. I said, even attempt to stop it, even throw something from far, I don't know. I said, there's no way I can be anywhere and watch my people getting broke up. Bro, listen, I'll tell you something now. If things go pear-shaped and you, man, stand there and watch me hold licks, don't call my phone ever again. You're mad. You are mad.
That's why when Ace almost got into a rockers with some...
Not me, Ace, the other Ace.
The other Ace, yeah. Almost. Almost got into a rockers.
What other Ace?
Some next Ace guy.
Some American Ace.
Yeah.
My man. Yeah.
I was there, frontline representing still, man. Made sure.
Femi was there live! And the thing is, me and Femi would have got broke up.
You know, since that day, not me, I'll be real, since my brethren, got punched up by Diego, I'm always frontline. I'll tell you the truth. Since, you know that Diego moment, it didn't turn me wicked, but in my head, from that day, I'm like, no one's there. I'm not having it from no one. I don't care who you are. Like, I'm not having it from no... In my head, I was like, nah. Because you know what it is? It wasn't even about my friend didn't say anything. Diego used
it. It's how you felt in yourself.
It's how I felt afterwards. I was like, I never want to feel like that again.
Because you'll keep replaying it in your mind, like, I could have done that, or I could have done that, or why didn't I do that? Or even if I had done that, and then you just feel like a cheat.
Fam, I was like, no, I never want to have those discussions with myself again.
Do you know the opposite to what happened with you? Well, not even that. Do you know the opposite to this story? Because I was in a house party years ago, and at one of my bona fides at the time, Sutton's come on top, and there's some youths that are in the house party. I've got into the house party that I've got beef with my man in it. So he's told me, and he's told a couple other men that's in the house party, like, yo, their man have just landed. So we're like, all right, cool. Like, we weren't on ends. We were at ends, but there was enough of us. You know, like, when there's enough of you, there was a lot more of them than us, but there was enough of us to cause a little standoff, and hopefully it got squashed before it got started, yeah? So it's just like, okay, like, we've kind of rounded up and we're kind of in the kitchen now. But we're like, right, where's my man? Like, where's my man? For this argument, I'm going to change man's name to Jason, yeah? So we're like, right, where's Jason?
You've got brethren called Jason, but we moved.
Yeah, but those Jasons know it wasn't them, so it's not even a problem. So it's like, yo, where's Jason? Where's Jason? So now it got a bit frantic, like, Rav, them man have scooped him and kidnapped him or something. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, Rav, where's Jason? Where's Jason? Man's called Jason now. Why is Jason on a bus?
He set up a Saturn and then left.
And then ducked out.
He ducked out. He said, he skimmed out the back door and ducked out.
That's hilarious.
I said, bruv, I see that moment there? I said, nah. Man, I now know who I'm backing and who I'm not backing. All of that. Was mad.
No, you can't put mad. You can't put yourself in places. Like, no. I'm not. It's not even that. But did you also see how Tyson Fury's wife was looking at him? Online today.
She was.
Roasting. Yeah. I see it the other day.
She got lost in her trance.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. She's biting the bottom lip and all sorts.
Yeah,
bro. But you know what the maddest thing is? Yeah. Just think about his camp. Think about his people, think about his mom, think about his girl, think about his kids. to witness what he just done. Do you understand? Like, bro, even to just win a fight, you know, like to win a boxing fight at whatever level, whether you're amateur or fight, you know, fighting for a title, that's an epic feat, bro. That's an epic feat. That's gladiator business.
So if you're being put down twice and get back up and knock man out, like,
bro, I'll be real. That youth's tapped, fam. He's got a next wiring, fam. Because there was a punch I saw that he took on the internet. Yeah, the punch went through his whole body, fam. His whole team was shaking. The punch shook him. It was like his skin was like. But let's talk about these black men looking proper ripped and hench, and just getting knocked out by these normal looking white people. Can we talk about that? Can we talk about that?
We might as well.
Are we allowed to talk about that? Or is that too controversial? These normal looking white youths like banging up these black men that look like specimens.
Let's be honest with you. If you look at Fury, yeah, nothing about you, him, apart from his tall, tells you that he's a warrior.
He's big, you know. Was he 6'9" big. Or some shit?
Bro, man was
long. Huge. 8'3", 6'8". And long, bro. Just long. The belly back comes over the belt.
Look, the thing is, Femi, yeah, this is the sad thing about it is Tyson Fury called it from when he come out of retirement how many years ago? Yeah. And we got lost in the sauce. We got lost in the sauce. Certain people's fans got lost in the sauce. Yeah. And this is the thing. You see, when you've got the machine around you, see, when the machine is around, is behind you, you get lost in the sauce as well. Because if you look at all of those fighters that don't have the machine, they have the heart. Yeah. And I think it's just a natural thing. Yeah. You see, like...
Do you know what happened? I lost sight of what a boxer should look like when I started listening to Gal tell me about Anthony Joshua.
You know why I disagree with that? Because you see, back in the '80s, you see heavyweight boxers, they all look like my man. Holyfield, Lennox, Tyson.
Yeah. I don't remember Lennox being that ripped.
Bruv, Frank Bruno, none of them.
Bruno was ripped.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. You had your Oliver McCalls and them, man, there. Mm. But there was a lot of heavyweight fighters look like these guys now. You know what the difference is? There wasn't the hype. There wasn't the social media. There wasn't the gas. There wasn't the gasman. You see, with the gasman now, fam, it sends people. So that's why you see man like Dylan White. Because this is the thing with me, yeah. I find it hard to accept that Tyson Fury, Dylan White, even Derek Chisora to a certain point. This is how you physically look. This is what you do every day, you know? You do this every day. You go to the gym every single day. I know a man that goes to gym twice a week. I know a man that goes to gym twice a week and they look better than their man. But I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You're not answering my question. Why are these fat-looking white youths banging up these hench black youths? Bro, you might know about boxing more than me. Can you break it down to me? Because I don't get it.
But surely muscle just doesn't mean that you can fight.
Nah, fam. If Anthony Joshua, was saying that he was going to bang man up here, and most men in this world, I'll be like, yeah, that youth is definitely knocking the man out. Wider, if he said the same thing, I'll put my money on them, man. Yeah,
Lee, there's something within your headphones and your tab that's making it echo madly.
Is it?
Yes. Straight
audio, there's something. As soon as you came on, it's something.
There you go.
Yeah. It's your thing, you know.
Yeah, two headphones is long for you. The thing is, Femi, you see that Usyk guy?
Yeah.
He normally fights at a lighter weight than where he beat AJ. So because you're naturally smaller, you're going to be naturally quicker. You're naturally quicker, then cool. You've already won. Do you know what I mean? You will see things come in. You can slip. You understand what I'm saying? You can roll. You can do all of that quicker. Even when man tries to lean on you, See when man tries to lean on you, you see it coming, you can get out of the way. Outside of that, even, you know, Tyson Fury, you're a much better boxer. If you look at the numbers, if you look at Tyson Fury's numbers against Wilder, you remember when Wilder come on the scene and Wilder was like 20-0 and 21-0 and 22-0 and 23-0. Remember, Wilder was fighting people in the equivalent of like the Sobel Center. Do you know what I mean? And Bethnal Green, you was fighting in front of like 2,000 people, 3,000 people. And the people that you was beating, who were they? Do you know what I mean? So it's not hard to be gassed and to be made to look like you're about this life. Like, and it's we just got caught up in the hype.
Let's be real. Would you rather look like Fury or Wilder?
Rob, it's you know what the thing is, yeah? I would rather look like Wilder. I'd rather look like Wilder, but they Mayweather knocked out, the British guy that Mayweather knocked out, but he knocked him out by punching him into the corner ring. Like into the,
what's Ricky his name again? Ricky Hatton.
See Ricky Hatton, yeah? When Ricky Hatton wasn't fighting, bruv, he was the most overweight guy in the world. Yeah. Even when is he not with Tyson Fury?
Yeah, we see him the other day. He looked out of shape.
You see that man there?
They're awful.
Fam, he will bruck up most man on road.
No, of course.
Like, yeah, but everyone's got an old fat uncle that will thump up anybody.
No, 100%. Bro. Listen, this is what I'm saying. Old man strength. You see this boxing thing, yeah? It's teaching man, yeah? It's not even a looks thing again.
Trust me.
Do not run your mouth to the wrong man because you will get whacked up.
That is basically it. Like, you see this bodybuilder thing? It's long. I remember years ago, you know when man was on the bike riding thing hard and there was a guy that come into the barbershop that always used to come in and he was on the mad bodybuilding thing. Man was bench pressing like 180 kilograms and all of that madness. Coming in, yeah, bench press this. I just said to him, I said, come, let's run around the block. Come, we run around the block. And it wasn't even to see who gets back first. We just see who gets back because you won't make it back. Cause like, it's that whole bodybuilding thing, nah, it's it works for some people. If that's what you're on, then cool, innit? But, boy, when you got people to protect out here, it gets a bit peak.
No, congrats to all the man them, though, because really, these like, between Wilder, Fury, and AJ, they've, like, brought a lot of gas back to, like, heavyweight boxing that wasn't
there before. AJ saved boxing, I think. Mm. Single-handedly saved boxing. Because
why'd you say that?
Because, look, AJ, obviously, people started watching AJ. You know, he had the physique, he's got the looks, people's getting involved. And obviously, when you have conversations about AJ, those conversations will naturally go on to, like, other fighters and fighters of other weights, innit? Do you know what I mean? So I think he just done a good job. And obviously, you know, Deontay Wilder, without AJ, would we even know about Deontay Wilder? Do you know what I mean? Like, if AJ wasn't the champion, would we even care about this Deontay Wilder guy? Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Some people, you know, for them it's a job. It's about paying the bills. It's about securing the thingy for their family. What I would say about AJ though, I think AJ, the whole AJ thing, is based on him being the world champion. Do you know what I mean? Him having the titles, him having the belts. Whereas other boxers, I'm just a great boxer.
But before AJ, who was it? It was what's his name, innit?
What's that?
The one with the camera. What's his name again? David Hay.
David Hay.
And he weren't creating no hype like that.
Tried.
He wasn't creating no hype.
David Hay went into a fight and didn't. Was it not him that didn't throw a single punch?
Yeah, something toe. Like that.
See, broke his toe.
Broke his toe.
Bro? Alright.
Man said he went to a fight and didn't throw a single punch.
Yes, bro. Yeah. Can't remember who he fought, but
man can't even. You see all these boxes, yeah. I just want to put a caveat, yeah. All you man, Rachel thing,
100%.
So if I meet you, ratings. Like I want to put. I'm not about that life. My Rachel thing, just me and my boys having banter on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, 100%. And if you do chuck it, I will bite you. I don't care. Like, It's not a fist up thing.
It's not a fist up. I'll buy it. Mandem, AJ, Fury. Okay, listen.
You see all of that? I'm not even saying that. Bruv, I'm not even saying that. I'm expecting, bruv, you know how we move. We don't start trouble. See, if we see one of them man there and they're like, oi, so what is you man saying on the podcast? I hope all of you lot back me and we just rack them. Yeah.
Man, not backing, no one. Man's running. I'm letting you know now.
You are on your own, G.
You see all that big talk I was giving earlier, but no, man's always there frontline, bro. I am running. I've seen Anthony Joshua. I've got a picture of Anthony Joshua here where we're both standing, yeah? He looks like he's my uncle, like my dad, like my... Like, you know, like, there was just on so many levels, yeah? I could never post that picture.
I was looking at a picture of me and Tyson Fury. Oh, my... I've never felt so tiny in my life.
Nah, it's silly.
How tall are you, Ace?
I'm 6 foot.
You're a midget.
Imagine to him, I'm nothing.
You come like little man to him.
Trust me, like, and even Tyson Fury, us 4-on-1. I think
4 of us could take him though.
Nah, I don't think.
I'd rather 4 of us go for him than Joshua, for some reason.
I think I'd rather. You seriously?
Yeah, Tyson Fury. I think if you bear hug him,
yeah,
then I'm gonna do my best to take him out.
The thing is, when the first man goes down, the rest of us are gonna run 100%. No,
you know what this is like. You know what it sounds like right now?
What?
In Avengers, not Endgame, the Infinity War, or was it Endgame when everyone's rushing Thanos?
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's what it will be like. Someone's got to spear him, and someone's got to bear hug him. That is it, and someone go for the legs.
You can't bear hug him. You're not gonna hold. He's gonna let. You can't. It's impossible.
No, I think you could get. I think you got him, Ace, on the bear hug.
Man.
Even though you're little, even though you lost bear weight now, I think your bear hug could do something to him.
You think so?
Yeah. And I'll spear him. Damon goes for the clothesline, and Femi just takes out his legs. Done.
Damon's gotta take the dreads and just wrap it around his throat.
Leave. So what you're saying? We did an old school thing where Femi runs behind him and crouches down. And
yeah. While I spear him, bang.
Man, a man's doing comedy central. That's like hilarious. In real life. Listen, have you not spoken about this blackfishing thing?
Chat to us, Femi.
I'm not. Is it blackfishing? You see Ace, yeah. You see Ace, yeah. Should I tell you? Ace is number one. Yeah, number one. When it comes to gossip, so tell us.
I don't do that. Is that my job on this podcast?
Let go and tell us, bro.
No, I'm not.
You're factual with it, though, Ace. You're factual with it.
I'll give you the outline facts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is. Jesse Nelson.
Wait. Who's Jesse Nelson?
Well, I'm about to tell you before you cut me up. You cut me.
All right, guys. Yeah. I'm just making sure you get all the facts. All
right. Formerly of the group Little Mix, she was 1/4 of Little Mix. She is a white female from Bromford, Essex. She has gone solo. She's left the group. There's 3 now on one side, and then Jesse Nelson has gone and done her thing. Her first solo single is a song called Bad Boys, where she has sampled the classic from P. Diddy and the Family, Bad Boys for Life. Puffy's in the video. Nicki Minaj is in the video. Now, the video came out, and the criticism was, raw, she looks black. But these comments have been happening for a little while with her. But in this video, she does look very ethnic.
Yo, can I add, yeah? My missus might be upset with me at this juncture. She's looking at me right now.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
Can I add, yeah, that my missus this morning, as I was telling her about this blackfishing thing, mm-hmm. She goes, I thought that girl was black. I thought she was mixed race. She said, I thought she was mixed race.
Yeah.
So then she done it well then. It was working.
She was like, no, do you know what the point is? Not that she watched the video. She's like, I've always thought she was mixed race.
Always?
And in that moment, my missus went and checked online, yeah, and checked on and was like, rah, parents are called like, I don't know, like Tracy and Jim or something like that. And like, she's from Romford. She's not even mixed race.
Do you know what's funny? There is a girl, I think there's 2 girls from Little Mix that do have black in them or in their family or whatever. I think
one's mixed race. Leanne
Nick is mixed Cage. Race. he told us maybe about a year ago, one of the podcasts, he corrected us. And I had to call him the other day because he was talking about in the barbershop. And I'm like, nah, that's the one who's mixed race. That's the one who's mixed race. And I had to call him like, nah, he was like, nah, this, that one is fully Caucasianite.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Boy.
What? Did you say Caucasianite?
Come on, fam.
Okay.
For me, even she went on a live with Nicki Minaj, and Nicki Minaj come out and just started cussing everyone.
No way. Yeah. Let Ace do the factual basis. Go on, Ace.
Say, that's more or less the story, though. I mean, that is the story. She's been accused of blackfishing, trying to look black. Nicki Minaj has been defending her. Mm. I feel like there's loads of layers to this. The whole Nicki Minaj defending her thing was very tasteless. And then there's like
she has to defend her because she's got a song with her.
She doesn't have to. She could just stay out of it and say nothing.
No. Well, look, at some point she would have got dragged into it. She had to defend her because you co-signed it by being in the video and in the song.
Not at all. You can just say nothing. You can say absolutely nothing. Just keep your mouth shut.
Where is that tune in the charts?
It's just come out, so he hasn't got a chart position yet.
Where do you reckon it'll go number one?
No. Actually, I don't know. You never know. You actually never know. Maybe the half of it, people might just go and listen to it. Yeah,
everyone might be glad to watch the video and just giving it bare spins.
No, people, like, the thing is, I'll be honest, yeah, the blackfishing thing is very, 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 like, you know, it's very topical and it's something that people should definitely like engage with a little bit more in terms of like, you know, we should talk about it. People should be allowed to talk about it and have a discussion about it. And I feel like with this woman, obviously I've not really, I don't know anything about Little Mix. Like I just know there's a mixed race one called Leanne. She's in my boy Amel's film.
Sure.
And then that's it. Like,
I think people were kind of are disgusted with it, because I saw this a lot online, is the fact that Leanne made a whole documentary about feeling like an outcast for being the black girl in Little Mix and feeling like she maybe never got the support from her bandmates, and then one of those bandmates leaves and pretends to be black
and then does the black
like,
thing.
Yeah, it's just like, well, go on, like, so it was okay, it wasn't okay for me to be the black girl in this group, but you're gonna leave and be a black girl.
Well, let's slow down because, you know, we can't just say she's being the black girl. I get it. What has she said? Because has she just put on too much fake tan, or is it a proper you've you know?
I don't feel like she defended it. I don't know. Did anyone watch the Nicki Minaj?
Not really.
Nah.
The headlines are that she came out and said that she appreciates black culture. She likes it. She grew up on that kind of music. And she acknowledges that she's just a white girl.
Can we talk about, though, at what point, do white people that appreciate black culture, at what point...
Does it go overboard?
Yeah, because I feel like, actually, we don't mind people appreciating black culture. So when does it become a problem if someone that's growing up listening to R&B all their life, and when
you know when it becomes a problem when it offends our sisters, isn't it? And if our sisters are offended, who are we to tell them?
This is the thing. I had a conversation with my pal Max yesterday about what is harassment. Yeah. No one person can define what harassment is because it's different for every single person. What you will accept, Ace might not accept. And what Ace doesn't accept, Femi might accept, and vice versa. So when it comes to this whole, if it upsets our sisters, what sisters? Who's the spokesperson for our sisters? Because I'm very sure there's a lot of black guys and black women out there that are looking at it like she's just trying to do her thing. Yeah, let's go back to Pink. Yeah, remember when Pink came out?
That was blackfishing, bro. Everyone thought she was black. Everyone thought she was black.
I thought Pink was black when she first came out.
Because I let you
and
go.
You bust in the scene, and in your next album, you've gone and done everything
You see the Pink being black thing? That upset me. Because I think the industry, she was an industry plant for Khalees. Because she just reminded me of Khalees's whole vibe.
Mm.
And I thought, yeah, this pink girl is Mixed Race. Next thing, she's singing all these rock songs. I was like, never.
But then, does she get a blight because she didn't darken up her skin?
She doesn't get a blight. I've always wanted to discuss this pink one. I was really offended as a youth, man. Yeah, because I was, you know what's mad about black people? When we like people, yeah, we start saying, yeah, they're mixed, like, they're like... We start making up their history. But as far as I know, for me, this pink woman, right, she was the original Blackfish. And that's that, Jack.
Well, I
think let's not dismiss it. I think blackfishing is real. I think like, you know, I'll be honest, like the there's a lot of the reason the problem is, I say this almost every time. The problem is black women that can sing just as well, dark-skinned black women, are not afforded the same opportunity. Even mixed race black women are not afforded the same opportunities with the same, making the same type of music as these people that grew up like in R&B.
Yeah, but like
it's the same conversation about Cheryl Cole. A few weeks ago, making like me and R&B, like Cheryl Cole making
it. It makes sense because the thing is, yeah, let's be real, yeah. Reggae, every single reggae artist is black from the Caribbean, from Africa, whatever else. As soon as a white guy lands doing reggae, it's like, right, it's a new thing. It's like a phenomenon. It's just like, we can push this, we can sell this, we can make some P from it. So it actually makes sense financially to back that person. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like, okay, what?
So you think that this is a money spinner from the machine?
100%. It's like, you know, it's like, what? It's another.
It's beyond us. It's another Beyonce.
It's another Beyonce. It's another Whitney Houston. You know, whatever else. Do you remember that? There's a black woman, English, British woman, backing singer. Femi, you might know her, but the thing is, she's short and fat, yeah. But she's probably one of the best singers I've heard, but she's just a backing singer for like everybody that comes over.
Vula,
that's it, Vula. You see her, one of the best voices I've ever heard live ever, and it saddens me because I think you haven't bust because people probably on a marketing level, they're looking at it like, no, we can't make no P from you because you're not desirable. And that's a shame because she's very desirable. You understand what I'm saying? Like, but it's just sad. But this is it. It just boils down to what's marketable, what can sell.
No, but this is the thing. I just think like actually black women are always maligned for these people. And it's sad, really. It's just sad that, you know, these people are always afforded like massive opportunities that black women are not. But like, I don't wish ill on this Jess girl. I don't know any of these people. The only person I know, yeah, really, is Nicki Minaj, who I think is a fantastic rapper. But she's
destroying her legacy.
She's going out bad, man.
She's messing up her legacy, man.
Yeah, she's on Instagram telling some small girl, S your mama.
Yeah, like what's wrong with
like,
you?
Like, what are you doing? Like, that's a small girl. Nikki's big, you know. She's pushing 40, you know, if she's not 40 already. You're a big woman sitting on internet.
She's got her own personal things going on. We don't need to talk about that. But we like there's stuff going on in our own house, and you want to come on the internet and talk about S your mama to you. Like, what's wrong with you, man?
Some young girl.
What's wrong?
Like, I heard the accent was a bit meaty though.
Ah, man, she needs to fix up.
You can't be on internet, and then also that other girl can't be on internet talking about, oh, she got bullied. Doing a whole BBC Three documentary about it, or laughing when Nikki's like on there trying to destroy Leanne Pinnock.
Yeah, it makes
on the internet. Well, is that not bullying, or is that? And also, like, there's rappers arguing that actually, this girl. It's not, she's always been like this. She's always been into black music, black culture. Why don't people like ZZ Mills and Kalashnikov and all these other women let her go? And I just feel like people are entitled to have their opinion. I hate when people are like, oh yeah, you shouldn't be talking about it today because it's always been like that. That's like saying, oh, racism's always existed. So, all like,
don't talk about it. Exactly.
So, don't talk about it today. Sorry. Racism has existed for hundreds of years. So, you're not allowed to talk about it today. So, I just feel like, you know, black women could talk about whatever they want.
Exactly.
I think definitely blackfishing is real. Is this woman a blackfish? Perhaps.
But do you not think that, like, you know, all right, it makes another artist aware, say another white girl might be aware of this can happen, yeah? But the label will always find someone to fill the boots. They'll always be able to assign someone for that role. So it's like, it's all to do, it's bigger than just themselves doing it. It goes down to the labels, you know, because they're the people in charge. They can put anyone in that position. They just chose to choose her.
No, but I just feel like there's
I guarantee you they sat down and said, we need a white girl for this role. And they were aiming, because that music ain't for us. That tune worked for me. Should I heard it, I was like, it just sounds exactly like P. Diddy's version, if I'm honest, but just like a female spin on it. But I just felt like that was for like white girls. That tune was made for white girls. You get what I mean? That tune was made for white girls. I can't see no black girls thumping that tune. Roof down, summertime. I don't see them dropping that.
Well, apparently Leanne slid in like some guys, their biggest fans, DM and said, make a video about blackfishing.
I'm really uncomfortable with us talking about this. Do you mind? Can we move on? And the optic just feels weird to me. I'm looking at four men on the screen talking about. Yeah.
Topical, bro.
It is topical, but like, listen, I feel like you wrapped it up well. You said there might be blackfishing going on. No, there's blackfish going on. There's blackfishing going on.
I think that name is funny. Whoever came up with blackfish, yeah.
It's amazing.
No, I'll be real. They were watching too much catfish and they were like, what can we do for black people here? That's a new word. That person should have trademarked that word. They'll be getting paid right now. They could have put it on T-shirt. They could make so much money. Fantastic word.
Hey. Nikki. Hey. Come on, man. You are icon. Allow it.
I read something, Ace, about is it Lil Nas X coming out and saying that he's not gay? And that he never was gay or something.
Yeah, he said he's bored or something. He's bored of it now, isn't it? Or something like that. What did he say?
Like last week, he had a...
he's cheeky, isn't
it? He wrote a tweet that said... what did he say? He said, I miss vagina or something like that.
Yeah, I'm bored of being gay.
I'm bored of being gay, yeah. I miss vagina. There's some people that think that Lil Nas X ain't actually gay, you know that?
Anyway, can we talk about Dave Chappelle?
Wait, why do you want
to... Do we know his boy? Do we know if he's got a boyfriend, though?
I don't know. Why are you on it?
What is like? Do we know about this shit?
No, I don't know why Damon wanted to bring this up.
Wait. Is that
why are we uncomfortable speaking about gays?
I'm just like, do we know about this shit? Because I don't know anything about this shit.
Well, hold on, wait. The guy came out as a gay rapper, maybe one of the first gay rappers. That was a big thing. And
there's a theory that he's trolling.
Cool, but what I'm saying is, of course,
do you think that? Do you think he's trolling?
What, trolling that he is gay, but he's saying that he's not gay?
Basically.
Well, as a
there's
gay
a theory.
I've cut the chat.
What?
As a gay representative, I've cut the chat. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Who has been known to play the gay card many a times?
Yeah. Do you think you think he's trolling then?
I don't think he's trolling, if I'm honest.
So you do think he's gay?
Because when I do the gay thing, it's only so far I go. He's done the I know,
but you gotta think about it. When you do the gay thing, yeah, you're not making you don't make peace, bro. He has made money off this. I'm not saying he's trolling or not. I'm just saying that actually, when you think about it, when you actually think about it, he has benefited a lot
from doing it.
So who's to say that he's not acting? He might be. It might be trolling. He could be trolling.
He could be like the male version of Gaga.
One more thing as well is I feel like if you're gay, you're just gay, in it. I feel like everything he does, he refers to being gay. And I don't feel like we know gay people and they don't, like, we don't know.
They're cool with it.
It's not in everything they do. And for some reason, I feel like everything he does is about him being gay. And I don't know if that's normal. I don't feel like gay people act that way. But so I don't know. Maybe he's trolling, maybe he's not. Maybe he just wants to tell everyone he's gay. Maybe he's not. But there is a theory that he's trolling and he's actually winning off.
If he is, he's genius. It's a genius thing. It's
but why how far not? Do you go? When do
pregnant.
You when do...
have the youth? You have the youth, then you stop.
All right, sorry. Febby, go ahead. What was you saying?
Someone said Lee needs to explain how he's doing the gay thing.
There's no explaining in it. If you really want to know, come and talk to me on my forums.
Here's the question. Would you pretend to be gay for a year for 5 mil?
Of course. That's easy.
For a mil.
Do you think I care? Well, do you think I care if people think I'm gay and I'm not gay? Do you think I really care?
Well, maybe he's doing that then is my point. There's a, yeah, there's for a real. Point, possibility for that real. He could be doing that.
For real.
Dave Chappelle.
I told you he wasn't getting cancelled.
I don't really think I know the facts. I watched it.
So tell us what happened. What tell us what everyone's complaining about? Because I've just seen
Dave Chappelle.
Have you not watched it?
No, I've seen.
Of course, I watched it.
Dave Chappelle's latest stand-up basically is, in my opinion, because this is his last one for his Netflix deal, and it's kind of like a response to all of the backlash he's received before in regards to jokes about gay people and trans people. So he's kind of like, I don't say going, like he's addressing it. Do you know what? You got to watch the whole thing because you know at what? The end, you know he makes some really
he
good
is,
points.
He is so good with the wordplay though, isn't
it? Yeah, he's you know sick.
He's not, to me, yeah, he's actually not, basically, he's this stand-up, this Netflix special, isn't him getting at transgender and gay no. people about being trans or gay or whatever it is.
He's getting at racist getting people.
At, he's getting at them. About their behavior responding to him and other people. Does that make sense? So the irony of it is that I'm saying what I'm saying about you lot, but you lot are actually trying to cancel people's careers and cancel people's lives. Yeah. And it's just like, and he tells this story, something that really happened, that happened to him and one of his brethren. You know, and even with the baby thing, he goes into the baby thing and his wording is like, so the baby killed a nigger. So he's using these, the baby killed a nigger.
I go easy on you.
Early in his career, and he's gone on to have a flourishing career. I've said something that has hurt the feelings of the LGBTQ community. And you
no, you're saying it wrong, D. You're saying it wrong. Correct. He said, so, remember, the baby said comedian. Something. The baby said something in his concert that offended the LGBTQ plus community.
And then he got cancelled.
And then he got cancelled. So the irony was, so right for you to kill a black man, but you can't offend a gay person.
Mm. Yes.
So basically, he's comparing it to racism and how people look at LGBTQ plus and racism. So it's all right for one thing, but it's not all right for the other. You know, and there's so much progress going on in one kind of world and not in the black in this world. We've been pushing for so long. Do you get what I'm saying? When we're still jumping over mad hurdles.
Well, you know, I think it's a must watch. You know, I think it's a must watch. I think it's brilliant. I think it's probably one of the best stand-ups that I've seen. It just makes every single joke he says makes you think more than you're actually laughing. And then when you see you laugh, then you think about it, then you laugh even more because of how genius the joke was. I think it's amazing. I think it's brilliant.
I'll be in attendance tomorrow. I'll be going to watch him tomorrow at the Hammersmith Apollo.
He's here tomorrow?
Yeah, he's here tomorrow. He's here today as well. He's at Hammersmith today as well.
Bad man.
Why don't you ever like tell the man then when you're getting these tickets?
I tell you all the time. I said to you, I'm getting Dave Chappelle.
No, you don't.
You tell us afterwards, bro.
I cuss you about this all the time, Lee. But we're not.
All right, I tell you what. I will from now on, because now you've noted it to me, because I didn't know this was noted before. You know, when I look at Elon's Instagram, you're having bare fun.
You listen to Femi, but you don't listen to me.
Who's having fun? I say in my yard. I've been in my yard for 2 weeks, rude boy.
Bunny.
Lee, you're out every day.
And your point is
exactly.
I never denied that.
Lee, you're out every day.
Every day,
your Instagram story. There's a new set of friends. I feel jealous sometimes, bro.
Most days I'm out. Yes,
with a new crew.
A new crew.
Bear Lee Codies. Doesn't like us. How can you have bear Codies? I thought we were your Codies.
He only likes us on a Tuesday. He doesn't actually like us. He only likes us on a Tuesday.
Pagan.
Okay. Are we going there, Damon? Do you know how hard it is to get an appointment to get a trim off Damon nowadays?
A bit mad.
That's business. That's nothing to do with being a brethren.
I get anxiety. Thank you. I get anxiety.
Wait.
That's business. That's nothing to do with being a friend.
Do you know why Femi had now a reoccurring appointment? Because he happened to be in the barbershop the other day, and he was there when a customer was saying, D, I can't do my Friday 5 p.m.s anymore. And Femi was like, let me take that. And now Femi's there.
And you cracked it like that. And I've been asking for a Friday reoccurring appointment for at least, what?
What are you saying? Me, this week, I will boss you my 5 p.m. Because I can't make it.
It is 5 p.m.
I'll boss you my 5 p.m. already.
No, I need it next week, to be fair.
Obviously,
I need it every 2 weeks, to be fair.
Give me a little premium something. Next week, you're not getting it still. But this week...
I need something for next week.
Nah, sorry, bro. I can't share that one.
How hard is it to get a Friday or a Saturday in this thing now?
Mad. It's mad. I'm not lying. It's mad. It's mad. It's not happening.
Do you think...
I miss the days when I used to go there and queue up for 3-4 hours.
The worst thing is, Lee, yeah, I don't actually know why you complain, because no matter what, you always get landed, man. Always buses you. So stop complaining.
Yeah, but it's last minute, man.
It doesn't matter. It's too last minute. Lee, there's man on my phone, yeah, that are cussing because... Anyway, let's move on. Just stop complaining. This is how Reggie's move. I make sure that you get your trim. This is how Reggie's move.
Do you think you need, like, mini Damon? Like,
yeah, 100%.
Do you think you need a PA?
Nah, I don't need a PA. I don't need a PA. Because all the PA is going to do... This is the thing. I know that Femi's haircut takes 17 minutes. I know Ace's haircut takes 8 minutes. I know, do you understand? So a PA, what they're going to do is phone me and say, oh, you know, it's this person, it's that. It's still the same thing. I'm cool. Let's move on. People don't want to hear about my business. Let's move on.
Rotted. Huh? 8 minutes.
So if it's 8 minutes for you, yeah?
Yeah,
he's doing nearly £30 a trim. Lee, he's making a decent salary, you know.
Lee, you see what you can.
And I know where he keeps his jeans at the end of the day as well, you know. Lee, I see them in the kitchen hanging up. Lee,
listen, you see what you calculated. That calculation only works if certain man are paying me.
Sorry.
Shots fired.
Let's move on. Come on.
I've never seen Ace pay. Ace just gets up and walks out.
He does, isn't it? He does. And sometimes he stops at the door and he says, yeah, I've got you. I don't even know what that means anymore.
Yeah. I don't even pretend anymore. I just
He doesn't pretend.
He's going home, bro.
You don't even beat around the bush.
But then
you can't charge me. I'm your son's godfather.
But the flip side is, I don't think I've ever paid to get into one of Ace's raves.
Ever. You wouldn't.
There you go. So swings and roundabouts. This is how life is with a man. Then you get
that's
me?
True.
Unfortunately, he's dedicated. Damon, I phoned Damon at 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday to help me with something, and he did.
But he's your next door neighbor. What
my guy.
Do you know what the worst thing is?
Next door neighbor, I would have come at 1-2.
No, you know what the worst thing is? You see, when I heard man's voice on the phone, fam, I answered the phone. I was getting dressed.
Yeah.
Yes, whilst Aisha's still on the phone to you. Listen, we got a goal. Come on. But anyway, we're not getting into that.
I know I like to dish you, but I would like to give Damon props. Damon is that friend you need, yeah? That is about action. You know what I mean? He's not going to like try and coach you through it or talk. He's just like, okay, what do we need? All right, cool. Well, let's do... He's the action guy. It's time to roll. Like, we'll talk about it later. Let's go. It's moving.
Oh, wait, what was it that you had to do that was like this then? So what happened?
You had to rush my little one to hospital.
Oh, okay.
And obviously I couldn't go because I'm isolating.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. So I'm going to tell you something now. Yeah? I'm going to tell you something now. I bust a red light to get there.
See? Action. That's action, Jackson.
I bust a red light to get there. So I remember I was in Aisha's car. If the ticket comes true, yeah.
I got you. It's fine.
Just pull it under Casalo, man. That's his godson. He can hold the 3 points. You can hold that for a little piece, man. That'll be gone by the time he's ready.
The worst thing is that'll probably work as well.
You get what I'm saying? Just pull it under his name, boy.
That's it.
And pay the fine. Done.
That'll probably work. That'll probably work. What else is going on? Anything else going on? We missed anything? What's going on?
I think we're done, man.
I think we're done, man.
I think we're done. There you go. There for another week. Quick one. In and out.
Let me run the relationship corner quickly. We spoke about this on Monday, Ace. I didn't really get to listen to the rest of the thingy. Guy's been dating a girl. Femi, this will interest you. Guy's been dating
this
a girl.
This is hilarious.
And we need to get some comments in the group, some man the chat group. Guy's dating a girl, and the girl decides to cook his favorite meal. Yeah. So what she does, she cooks his favorite meal for him every single, like once a month, like the last Sunday of every month, cooks his favorite meal. Yeah.
As she should.
Absolutely. Whatever. So they're out at his birthday. Yeah. And it's her breaking his breadkins. And one of her breadkins, like, chatting to him. It's like, yeah, I'm glad that you're enjoying the food and all that. So he's like, yeah, yeah, cool. But something didn't sit right. Ask his missus, like, wagwan. Lee knows what's happened. Ask his missus, wagwan. She's like, oh, nothing. Anyway, a couple weeks has gone by. They're out again doing something. Spoken to the brother. And it turns out that the guy, yeah, her brethren, is like a part-time chef and is the one that has been cooking all of these meals for my man.
You know what?
You know what? I'll respect that even more. You know why? Because you went above and beyond. Tonight. You were so lazy, you couldn't even bother to do it, but you found someone else to do it, and I love you even more for that.
Because
that is a shortcut that I would take.
Leave with me.
You're mad. You've lost your mind.
Yeah, of course.
That's a white lie, isn't
it? Do you know what's mad about it?
I don't care how it's done. Just make sure it's done, innit?
You're mad.
Before
I say my thing, go on for me.
You know, like, this woman, yeah, you could have married her thinking she can cook.
But she's still making sure it's there once
a month. She's resourceful.
That's even longer.
Let me address it. She can cook. She was just so nervous about cooking his favorite meal, yeah, that she asked her chef guy to help her. My man cooked it. This is my issue. You see, when she's asked the chef guy to cook it and my man's boxed it off in a madness, what she should have then done is asked the chef guy to teach her how to cook it, not continue to get the chef guy to cook it every month. That's wild.
You know what? It must have been easy for her, though.
Nah, that's wild.
It must have been easy for her.
You can't do that. You can't. Listen, there's no way.
Let me ask you something. You clean the house once a month, yeah? 1 month, you're like, you know what? I can't be bothered. I'm going to pay for a cleaner. The cleaner does it better than you.
Yeah?
You'll definitely get the credit for it.
She's like, what? Yeah, I like this. Now, it's a little bit of change. It costs you what? Say a tenner.
Do you know what the difference is?
Come in an hour that no one's there. Are you not going to run the same thing?
You know what the difference is? You know what the difference is?
I'm running the same thing.
Every week.
There's no connection with me and the cleaner. As far as the cleaner is concerned, it's a job. There's no connection with me and the cleaner. I'm going to tell you the thing now. You think I could have a female breadwinner? Remember, I know this firsthand. Women are funny about this. You think I could have a female breadwinner come in and clean up mine and Aisha's mess?
Why not?
No woman on this planet will allow that. A cleaner, yes, because it's their job. No woman on this planet will allow their man's female friend to come in and have bare grease to chat about them. What about doing the washing?
What if it was like your niece
or something? Bro, listen, even that, yeah, then it's a conversation. There's nothing to hide. Remember, there was nothing to hide from her man, you know? There was nothing to hide. The first one, you can squeeze that, but then you could have gone out of your way to learn how to cook this meal.
What about doing the washing, D?
That's an idiot thing.
Let's see what the people in the thing are saying.
You know, would it be the worst nightmare if someone came in to do the washing and they found your wifey's panty liner still stuck to the knickers? in the wash bin.
So,
man, them know.
Kaya says she's smart. Mark says she provided. Give her the props.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm rating it.
Tedu says she's probably a busy woman. She's probably a busy woman, career, running a business, making
moves. Wow, what am I hearing? Wow,
they gave her the whole. They gave her a CV. They actually gave her a CV.
They gave her a character.
Yeah, I like that.
Character.
She's a businesswoman running a career. Multiple jobs.
Running a business, making moves.
Oh, I love that. She's got four degrees. One's a master's. I love that.
So then, you know what? If all of those people are white, right, yeah, why did she just not tell my man?
Yeah,
she wanted the props. She wanted the
props. Exactly. Nah. He was probably on his knees every Sunday when that was happening, doing his thing. That's what she was getting. And giving that's her why the good. That's why she had to lie.
Yeah, man. She knew what comes after that.
Nah, fam. That's long. That's
he
long.
He was playing that tank. Oh, do. What's that tune called, Ace? That tank tune. The rain is falling down.
That's H-Town, bro.
Oh, the H-Town. Sorry, yeah. I thought that's tank.
And you see that song there? That song, when you know what that song's about, that song's actually not a good song.
I know it ain't, but it feels right.
It does, though. It does.
It feels right.
Quickly, before we go, yeah? Would you have a sugar mommy that pays you 15k a month?
100%.
You have to do anything she wants.
I know somebody like that already.
What's wrong with that? 15k?
I know somebody like that.
Talk about your guy.
Wait, 15k a month?
I'm on IG now and I've just seen a post of this woman.
This guy, yeah. If people who don't know this guy think he's a roadman. This guy moves like a roadman. Yeah, but that's how he profiles. He profiles as a roadman. Yeah, the whips are mad. He's got, I think his latest car. I think he's got the G wagon. He's got the G63. Yeah, also a convertible Mercedes. Yeah, people don't know he's actually just got a sugar mom. Do you know what I mean? But what he does, yeah, basically, he's at her beck and call. She's in and out of the country as well. Yeah, she's in and out of the country. But when he lands, he's at her beck and call, night and day, driving her around.
This sounds like Lee and Auntie.
It does.
I wanted to know who's exposing my business, though.
That's hilarious.
I didn't know you, man, knew about the G-Wagon.
I see that parked off at the bottom of your road. You think you're slick?
See it there? Yeah. Making moves. I miss my babes, man.
At the end of the day, it's work, isn't it? Hopefully, he's saving his peas and all of that.
Your brethren does it, yeah? You see all the cars and stuff. Is it in his name?
No, not at all.
Basically, he's an escort.
Basically, yeah. No, he is.
Can I ask you a question? Does he fancy her?
That's what I'm saying. That's where it comes down to. Does he fancy her, though?
No.
No, doesn't fancy
dead.
At all.
That's dead.
No,
that's dead.
So how is he able to be intimate?
The thing is, yeah. They he's linked her like on a night out, he's linked her, bloody, bloody, blah, done the thing, and then but as he's gone back to yard, he's seen the movement, seen the whatever. So he's kind of stuck with it. You understand? Like, I can get bits out of it, And then I think they must have had a falling out or something. Yeah. And basically she just stuck it on him. She goes, listen. This is the lifestyle. I know you like this lifestyle. This is my lifestyle. Like, I can pay you, innit? Do you know what I mean? She goes, look, you know, keep the car. I'm in and out of the country. But when I'm here, you're all mine, innit? You're all mine. And that'll be going for dinner. That'll be, you know, everything. Dropping me here, picking me up there, bloody, bloody, blah. When I'm in the country, when I'm about. And this is your salary. And my mum was just like...
Do you know how difficult it would be to be... How difficult it is to be with somebody that you're not intimate, like you're not that you don't fancy to be intimate with somebody you don't actually.
Do you know how hard it is to give wifey licks when you're not talking? So you want me to give this random thing? Sorry.
You're not, I think we all live
that fantasy of thinking that the sugar mum is going to be the buffest thing, but I couldn't do that. I can't be with someone just for the sake of it. He goes,
she's attractive, she's just old. But not mad.
He's not attracted to her.
That's being a judge. And I think
no, obviously, obviously there was an attraction because he moved to her in a club.
No, he's attracted to the money. Is he not attracted to the money?
More so now, which is why he does it.
Yeah, he's a prostitute, man.
Yeah. But how right. can you perf- how do you perform?
No, it's long.
How?
Ask him, innit? Ask him.
And you see me, yeah? My face says everything. Like, I'm not on it. I'm just not on it. Like, if you're trying to touch me, I would just like, I'd, yeah.
Nah, you wouldn't be able to. You know what it is? I think the initial start will be okay, but it's maintaining it. Mm. I couldn't maintain that energy, that Red Bull power.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So, I'm sorry. It's a no from me.
Maybe he pops pills, like blue pills.
He must do. He must maybe. Do.
Maybe. Maybe. Who knows?
Or he just thinks about someone else.
Yeah, nah. Not for me. I'm sorry.
Not on it.
He's, yeah.
Maybe he thinks about the money. Maybe the money turns him on.
Yeah, maybe.
Some men love money. I must say that. Some people love money more than
some people love money. Love money. Love it. No, I don't love it like that.
How do we get there anyway? So to wrap up, everyone thinks it's cool for someone else to cook a man's food. That's great.
No, not everyone. I don't.
All our female listeners do think so, yeah.
They think it's blessed.
I'm disappointed in you, female listeners, because I know some of you personally. I'm disappointed in you. I'm very disappointed in you.
Yeah,
very,
didn't she very just tell you? She probably holding down 5 jobs, a law degree.
Looking after the kids, all of that stuff, you know what I mean?
Very disappointed. Very disappointed. Dead.
Hilarious.
It's minor, man.
Dead.
All right, let's wrap this up. Guys. Until raw, this is gonna be my last pod for a little while, actually, guys.
Why? Wow. Wait, what's going on?
I don't know. I'll be back in December. Actually, now what? I might be back before then. Who knows? But
So what you saying? What, you can't pod?
Well, I won't be able to pod. Next week, I won't be able to pod.
All right, but what the about week the week
after? Maybe, but it depends how I'm like feeling. The week after that, possibly, yeah.
Oh, fix up, fam. I come round your house. Stay
the next shooting. 2 weeks, I doubt I'll be able to pod.
Brethren, next week, don't be there. Make sure you're there the week after. Stop your stupidness.
What do you mean, make sure? Are you all right? I'll make sure anything.
Are you doing your other shows?
Nah.
Are you?
Nah. So I'm off. I'm off air. Thursday's like my last show until like December.
Bruv, listen, stop your foolishness. Just make sure you're there, innit?
What is wrong with you? I'll be so back when I'm back.
Who's standing in for you? Shawnee B.
Shawnee B is going to be handling the daytime show. I got R&B shows until the end of the month, though.
Man can work with Shawnee B still. I like his energy still. Man can work
with him. I'm there with him.
I've been co-hosting with Shawnee. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. A bit wild on the radio still.
What do you say? Man can't come to your yard and do the Rapunzel thing.
Man can't come to my house. Don't come to my house. Right, don't bring nothing to my yard. All
right, say no more.
Family, we're out. Until next week, rate, subscribe, comment.
Come on.
Okay, lock off the chain.
I can guarantee you.